Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 19th day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers, to all of those impacted by the tragic building collapse last week in Surfside, Florida. We ask that all of you please keep all of those who are missing and their families in mind in your tefillot and in your prayers. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. Those who received the email today, if you take a look, there is a additional program being advertised in response to the various feelings that we may be experiencing and due to the collapse of the building in Surfside. There's a program in coordination with Chai Lifeline and Aguda and others, featuring Dr. David Talkovitz and Dr. Fox and others. Very worthwhile to take a look at that. It is in the email that was sent out earlier today. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Ruby of Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama, to share Dibur Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Ruby slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with their chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berachah L'Cholim and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ruby. Rabbi Ruby, you might have your own phone muted. My apologies, everyone. Please hang on. Okay, bechavod, Rabbi Ruby.
Hello?
Go ahead, you're on.
Oh, I'm on. Hello, everybody. As you know, just a quick mention of the tragedy that just happened in Surfside, it very much hit home for me personally, as well as the community here in Birmingham, Alabama. The doctor from our community, Dr. Gary Cohen, was down there visiting his sick father, staying with his brother, Brad. And he and his brother are among the people missing in the rubble now. And so we're still waiting, hearing for news. And as long as there's a slim chance, you know, we'll keep praying. So let's all keep praying that everyone missing should be found, should be safe, so you know, we will keep praying, even if there's, as Chizkiyahu told Yeshayahu, told Isaiah, even if there's a sword on your neck, we never ever stop praying as long as there's a chance. So we just passed the parsha of Balak, and there has always been one Dvar Torah that if I had to pick a favorite. Favorite Dvar Torah, I would probably choose this one. Not in the sense because it's so intellectually complex, but because it drives home a powerful lesson in a very certain way, which I think we all can enjoy. So in that sense, it is my favorite. So there is an old story of a rabbi, someone in Jewish history, a great teacher, who was teaching one of his students one day, and he said, you know, there's this core mitzvah that we have, the core mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. You have to love your fellow Jew just like you love yourself. And this mitzvah is so powerful. It is the core of the Torah, as Rabbi Akiva said. And it is in every single parsha. You, when we lay in every single part of the Torah, every single parsha has an instance that is teaching us the Havta L'Reacha Kamocha. You have to love your fellow Jew just like yourself. So one of the students said, oh, Rebbe, the Chavod, Rebbe, what about Parshat Balak? Parshat Balak has no Jews. Parshat Balak, or just at the end, it's not a very favorable depiction, but Parshat Balak is really just about two enemies of the Jews trying to curse the Jews and failing. Where is the Havta L'Reacha Kamocha over there, to love your neighbor just like yourself? Doesn't really seem to be a parsha of love at all. And the rabbi answers, he says, well, no, actually it's very simple. You look at the letters of Balak. The word Balak, if you spell it out, it's an acronym. The Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. You shall love your fellow neighbor just like yourself. That's what the word, the letters of Balak represent. And the student raises his hand and says, Rebbe, all due respect, Rebbe, the Havta L'Reacha Kamocha, the first letters of those words are Vav, Lamed, and Kaf. And we learned in Hebrew school that those are different letters than the word Balak, which has the Bet, Lamed, and Kuf. Those are totally different letters. They have similar sounds, but they're different letters. So what do you mean that the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha is hinted in the word Balak? The letters of the word Balak, they're different letters. How can that be a hint to V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha? And the Rebbe looked at him and he said, if you're so strict on every single letter, you can never fulfill the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Because, and that always just hit home, it makes sense, you know, to love your fellow Jew just like yourself. You know, that's easy. That's easy. The fellow Jew is just like yourself. The fellow Jew is already your friend. The fellow Jew is part of your community. They might have very similar customs to you. That's easy. Or especially if they think the same way as you. And every opinion that we have, and everyone's got an opinion on everything, you know, if they match to your opinions and match to your way of thinking, it's very, very easy to fulfill that. But the challenge comes is when someone might be different from you. Someone, you know, they're the same, you know, they're Jewish, they're human, they're a fellow Tzelem Elokim, and fellow being, human being made in the image of Hashem, but they have different letters. And it's different. And the way we fulfill the Havta L'Reacha Kamocha is not worrying too much about the letters. You say, you know, you're of different letters, yeah, but doesn't matter. I still love you. I still love you. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah, to love another just as yourself. And this is where it comes from Balak. This is when we really fulfill this mitzvah, when the pun tzara aza, even if it causes, we have to work with different letters. This is when we fulfill the mitzvah. And, you know, this is something beautiful as we keep coming together, you know, as Naftali and the OU has done this wonderful call to bring us all together, Jews of all stripes, of all backgrounds, to just come together and learn Torah and draw strength from each other and fulfill this mitzvah. And definitely, yeah, as we take our mitzvah of the Havta L'Reacha Kamocha, and we can fulfill it by praying and hoping and doing everything that we can to ensure the safe return of those of the fellow Jews and all people who are affected by the Surfside tragedy. So may we continue to fulfill this mitzvah of the Haftel Recha Kamocha, whatever letters the other person has. We will cite Psalms chapter 20, 23, 120, and 130. I will recite them in Hebrew and translate them to the English. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, for the conductor, a psalm of David. Ya'ancha Adonai v'yom sarai yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. May Hashem answer you on the day of distress. May the name of Jacob's God make you impregnable. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzionis Adeka. May he dispatch your help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha Ve'olescha Yedash Nasela. May you remember all your offerings and consider your burnt sacrifices generous. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your every plan. May we sing for joy at your salvation and raise our banner in the name of our God. May Hashem fulfill all your requests. Now I know that Hashem has saved his anointed one. He will answer him from his sacred heaven with the omnipotent salvations of his right arm. Some with chariots, some with horses, but we in the name of Hashem, our God, we call out. They slumped and fell, but we arose and were invigorated. Adonai Hoshia Melech Yanenu V'yom Kareinu. Hashem save, may the King answer us. On the day that we call, even if the walls fall, may Hashem save us. Tehillim, Psalm chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar. A psalm of David, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not lack. In luscious greenery, he lies me down. On tranquil waters, he guides me. My soul is restored. He guides me in paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for Hashem, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they guide me. You set in front of me a table in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'beis Adonai v'orech yamim. Only good and kindness will chase me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Hashem for the length of days. Chapter 120. Tir ha-ma'alos al Adonai b'tzavasali karasi v'ya'aneini. A song of ascent. In my distress, I called to Hashem, and he answered me. Adonai hatzila nafshi mispas sheker meloshen remiya. Hashem, save me from treacherous lips, from a deceitful tongue. Ma yitain lecha ma yosif lach loshen remiya. What can you profit? What can you gain, O deceitful tongue? Chitze gibor shinuni im gachalei resamim. A warrior's sharp arrows with hot poles of broomwood. Oya li ki gazi meshech shechanti imahalei kedar. Woe is me that I live with Meshech, that I dwell among the clans of Kedar. Rabba Shechna Lach Nashim Samei Shalom. Too long have I dwelt with those who hate peace. Ani Shalom Bechia Daber Hema Lamelchama. I am all peace, but when I speak, they cause war against me.
We got one extra one in there today. Kuf Chaf Aleph, please, and then Kuf Lamed.
Oh, Kuf Chaf Aleph.
That's okay. Not a bad thing to do extra time.
Okay. A song for ascent, I turn my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help comes from Hashem, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot give way, your guardian will not slumber. See the garden of Yisrael, neither slumbers nor sleeps. Hashem is your guardian, Hashem is your protection at your right hand. By day the sun will not strike you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will guard you from all harm, he will guard your life. Hashem will guard your going and coming now and forever. Now, last but not least, Kuf Lamed. Shirama Alos, Ni Ma'ama Kim Kursicha Adonai, a song of ascent out of the depths, I call you Hashem. Adonai Shimabe Koli, Tienas Necha Kashubos, the Kol Tachin Noir. Oh Hashem, listen to my cry. Let your ears be attentive to my plea for mercy. Im Abonos Nishmaya Harnai Niya Amod. If you keep account of sins, Hashem Lord, who will survive? Kim Chas Becha Lama Antivare. Thank you, for yours is the power to forgive, so that you may be held in awe. I look to Hashem, I look to him, I await his word. I am more eager for Hashem than watchman for the morning, watchman for the morning. O Israel, wait for Hashem, pour with Hashem his steadfast love and great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all of their iniquities. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Ushlomo, Yibarek, Yerape, Es Hacholim. We include all who may be under that rubble right now, hoping to be rescued. Hashem, heal them and save them. Bavor she kol she anachnu mispalim ba'aburam mischarze kodesh baruch hu imalei rachamim aleihem. May Hashem have mercy on all of them. Lachlimam rafosam alachzikam alechir sam. Strengthen them, heal them, make them come alive. Vishvach lahem meheru refuah shlema min hashamayim. And send to them quickly a full and complete healing and saving from heaven. Their machaber hem ushtag gidehem for all their 248 limbs and 365 sinews. Besoch shachol Yisrael amongst all the sick of Israel. Refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, the spiritual and physical healing. Hashta ba'agala ubizman kariv. Now, speedily, swiftly, and soon. V'nomar, and let us all say, Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Manesunim batzara, batzara uvashivya, Ha'omdim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha. Our brothers, wherever they may be. Amakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem biyotziem mitzara. Lirvacha umeafela liora umishibod ligaula hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Ruby. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need, especially those surf side, will be answered latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yehuda Merilis of West Coast NCSY in Las Vegas, Nevada. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.